88.9 WLRY and live online, WLRY.org. I'm Mike, and we have a very special guest with us, Peter Furler of the Peter Furler Band in concert Friday night at Vets, Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Columbus, with Third Day, Skillet, Mandisa, Brandon Heath, and We as Human. The new album comes out Tuesday, March 11th, Sun and Shield, and you can pre-order it now at peterfurler.com. Welcome, Peter Furler. Hey, thanks for calling us today.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Just loved the first solo album, On Fire, came out in 2011. Peter, how does this new album differ from that album?
Well, this one was really stripped back. You know, I kind of just went into the studio with friends and just, you know, concentrated mainly on just lyrics and melody, you know, and, you know, it's easy these days with software for bands to go and, you know, add a lot to a record, you know, a lot of tracks,
right,
you know, and a lot of things. And I think with this one, I just wanted to keep it something that we could produce live without using any, you know, pre-recorded stuff. And,
yeah,
and, you know, just keep it really stripped back. And I think that was, you know, you kind of set a limit. And I think that really changed the sound of this record for the better. And so it's, yeah, I'm really happy with it.
Cool. So not a lot of overdubs on this record then?
No, it's like, you know, back in the day, you didn't really have the luxury, if it's a luxury, I guess, of multiple tracks.
Right.
You know, you just had to get in there, and sometimes the you know, if there was two guitarists in the band, they were kind of sharing, you know, I'll play this part on the chorus, and you play this part on the chorus, and we'll go down one track, you know, because that's all you had. And so, again, a lot of the Beatles records were made that way.
Right.
You know? So I think it was, you know, it's, you know, it was just sort of limiting yourself, so really making sure that the song counted, as opposed to, well, we'll add this guitar part on the second chorus, that'll give it a lift, you know?
Yeah. Now, your last album featured some guest appearances, Phil Joel, Steve Taylor, Andy Hunter, and your father, Bill Furler, on there as well. Any guests on the new project?
Yeah, I actually had my father-in-law, Mylon Lefebvre. He's definitely one of the pioneers of contemporary Christian music.
Right.
He sang on this record, sang on one of the tracks. My wife and I wrote a song on this one, which is the one he sang on, which was great to make that a real family affair. And Phil Joel, I've had Phil come in again. I love singing with Phil since our Newsboys days. We've you know, stayed in touch and we still work together. We have a deal that I play drums on his records for free, and he'll sing on mine for free.
That's a pretty good arrangement.
It is good. It's fun.
Well, tell us about the Peter Furler Band. Last time, a solo project, this time with the trio Peter Furler Band.
Well, you know, I was really wanting to bring back kind of uncluttered three-piece rock to CCM. You know, it's getting a bit cluttered out there, and while I was on tour promoting On Fire, I had Dave Gazarian from who was formerly a Super Chick, an audio drummer with me,
right,
and Jeffrey Rosari, who's been my drummer since the early solo days. And so, you know, they're just great guys and good friends, and so it happened naturally. It was like, man, I just, you know, I'm, when I finished up with the Newsboys, I never really had a desire to, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know if I was going to continue in music. And obviously that was something I wasn't sure about, but I definitely didn't have a desire to ever be a soloist, you know? And so, but I made a solo record, and one thing led to another. And then the next minute I'm promoting it and touring it. And so with Dave and Jeff, it was just a natural progression. And so our goal right now is just to really, again, like I said, keep it uncluttered, and we love really trying to make as much sound as we can with just three guys, and it's a lot of fun without any kind of, like I mentioned earlier, pre-recorded tracks or, you know, the bands, you know, a lot of bands are using that stuff, and so for us it was like, man, you know, we need to hold up a flag here of that, you know, you can, people, when they come and see you play it, you know, They want to hear you play live, you know,
right,
100%. They want, you know, even if you miss a note or you forget a lyric or your throat's not good that night, then that was just what happened on that night, and it makes it more unique as opposed to just kind of churning out the same thing every night.
Again, Peter Furler joining us. The new album comes out this Tuesday, March 11th, Sun and Shield. You can pre-order it now at peterfurler.com. And what role does Steve Taylor play in the new album?
Well, Steve and I have written over 100-plus songs together. We wrote a lot of the Newsboys stuff back in the day, and we produced them records together. And so working with him again was just kind of like hanging out with a friend, you know. And so Steve co-produced this record with myself and John Painter and Jimmy Abeg. And, you know, and he wrote a lot, you know, on the record. We co-wrote a lot of the tunes together again. So it was just, you know, again, having people around you that you trust and they, you know, making a record, it should be a good time and a fun time. And with these guys, with Steve, it always is.
Now, are you going to be headed out with Steve Taylor on a tour here in the near future?
Yeah, we're working on that. I actually play drums in his band, so again, I'm trading my drumming for whatever I can get for it. And so we'll be, Lord willing, heading out in May, and that'll be a tour with Peter Furler Band and Steve Taylor and the Perfect Four, which that record comes out hopefully around about May sometime too. And that's a great fun record to make. That definitely inspired my record a lot.
Well, I've enjoyed watching your dad's video devotion, Church on the Beach, and some of those. Did your parents' missionary work, how did that influence your growing up?
Well, thanks for watching that first. That means a lot to my dad. You know, he's in Australia, and he just loves to make these videos, and that's how he reaches people, and he gets so many people watching them, and that, you know, folks can go on my Facebook page, and they'll see a few of them there on my website. But growing up was, you know, it was great. It was, my dad was a bit of an adventurer, still is, and my parents, you know, they've been missionaries for as long as I can remember, and they've pastored some churches and planted churches. So they've been in that, you know, they've dedicated their lives to that, and so I think that was a big influence on me, and it has affected the way I obviously see the world and the way I see my music and what I do with it, you know, and I think that's been a big influence on me.
Again, Peter Furler joining us. You know, my first Christian album was Newsboys' Step Up to the Microphone. That was the first one I bought, and I was in like the BMG Record Club or something like that, and I wanted to buy a Christian album, Peter, and I went through the pictures, and your group looked so cool. I thought, well, I'll take a chance on these guys. That's a true story. So I got that album. That really spoke to me and encouraged me when I first became a Christian. So,
oh, great. Love to hear that, Mike. Love to hear it.
Well, the Newsboys, you left in 2009 after some time off. You decided to start writing and recording again. What led to you leaving the Newsboys and what led to you coming back?
You know, I think I didn't know it at the time when I made the decision. I, in my spirit, I felt great. I felt really clear. You know, a lot of times when you've been traveling and doing so much, you know, you can get burnt out and you can make a decision that you might regret. Thankfully, I felt great, but I didn't realize that. I could probably say it now, but I couldn't say it then because I didn't know it then, but I think I was really burnt out. Yeah. You know, I'd just done 22 years of just constant travel, and
right.
I was the primary, you know, songwriter and producer in the band, making the records, and so, you know, I think it just took its toll, and you know, when you're with a big group of people that, you know, want to keep going and want to keep doing it at that level, then, you know, and you're the odd one out, or you need a break, then something has to give, and I think that's what did, and so it took me, you know, a year or two of, you know, not being on the road. I don't think I flew on an airplane for 2 years, which was really strange for me. And then songs sort of started coming again. And I, you know, like I said earlier, I didn't know if I was going to continue in music. I didn't really care. I felt great in my spirit, and I knew I'd made the right decision. And I still know today that I made the right decision and have no regrets. I'm having the best time of my life. But I just didn't know, you know, I didn't know if I was going to, you know, start working at Subway or something. You know, it was like I didn't know what I was going to do. But obviously, God gives us gifts, and we all have gifts, and we have to stir them up. And so they kind of came calling again. You know, I started getting ideas and songs, and I picked up the guitar and the keyboard and just started to, you know, just started to mess around just to hear a guitar through an amplifier, which I hadn't really done for a long time. And it started to excite me again. And now I probably have a greater love of music than I ever did before. And so, yeah, it was just a shift and a change, and it was meant to happen. And I'm, again, very thankful.
That's awesome. Coming up Friday night again, Veterans Memorial Auditorium, Peter Furler Band with Third Day, Skillet Mandisa, Brandon Heath, and We As Human. The new album comes out Tuesday, March 11th, Sun and Shield, and you can pre-order it now at peterfurler.com. Peter, this means a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time out to call us today.
Hey, thanks, Mike, and I appreciate all you do for your community, and thanks to your listeners, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.